So let's begin in a comfortable seated position. I'm just inviting the attention to the breath. Just sensing the inhale, the exhale. Go ahead and drop your attention from your head to your heart. Just feeling the attention move from the head to the heart area. So you're sensing this moment from your heart. And as you do this, something starts to happen. You sense a little more aliveness, more presence. The space changes. Just sensing the breath. Now there's some things in your life right now that you don't like how they're going. Some relationships, how you feel at times, how you behave. There's times you feel stuck or down. Frustrated, ashamed. And this practice is about turning towards these places in you that you don't like and you want them to change. This practice is about right now. Can you just utterly open to just exactly how you are right now? You don't need to like it or want it. But can it be okay for you to just be you, just for this practice? Can it be okay to not be okay right now? To breathe how you breathe, to feel how you feel. Perhaps there's no mistake. Perhaps your life is unfolding in a way where you're going to learn something really big. And so really turning towards any discomfort in the body. Any aspects of yourself you don't like or wish were changed by now. Just turning towards this present step. This feeling of dissatisfaction. The really welcoming and inviting whatever is here, giving it a place at the table, we're coming home to our wholeness, where all is welcomed and included. Perhaps your depression or your personality edge is dying for love and attention. Can you drench any sensation you have with fascination, presence, and care? Just turning towards what's ever here with kind of a loving, receptive energy. When we're divided against ourselves, not liking parts of what we feel or how we behave, we can't inhabit the fullness of our being. We need to come home to our wholeness, warts and all, to really inhabit the whole picture. To not be divided against ourselves. To infuse all stuck places with fascination and curiosity. It's from our wholeness that we're the most resourced to change. You see, nothing about you is a mistake. From the very beginning, you were perfect, you see. Perfect in your total imperfection. Your quirks, your flaws, your unique and irreplaceable flavors are what make you so real, so human, so authentic. There will never be another one of you. Even in your imperfection, you're a perfect expression of life, a beloved child of the universe, a complete work of art. Unique in all the world, and deserving of the riches of life. This life was never about being perfect, getting it all right, feeling good all the time. It's about being perfectly here, perfectly yourself, and all of your divine nuance and complexity. Come home to your fullness. Welcome the whole catastrophe. Invite it all in. Nothing about this is a mistake. Honor your life path. Lean into it. Welcome it. It's from there you're the most resourced to grow.